I'm just waiting for you to wake up. It's all I want. I just... Please wake up. Please, please, just... You just moved. You... No, you didn't. I've done this before. It's just my imagination because... You're opening your eyes. You're awake. No, no, no. No, don't move. You're awake. I've missed seeing those beautiful eyes of yours, and no, just be still. Just don't. You're awake. No, don't move. Just I'll alert the doctor just to let them know that you're awake. But it's 1 in the morning, so it might take them a while. You've got timing. Oh, darling. You're in the hospital. You had an accident. No, just so happy to see you. I've been here every day. I've been sitting by your bedside. You're my best friend. I wasn't going to be anywhere else. I know you're confused and you're probably aching, it's probably fuzzy. But right now, you need to just... I can't. Oh, you're awake. I can't believe you're awake. I can't believe. I've been so worried. I've been... The doctors said that it was just a matter of time. But it's been days. You've been here for days. No, don't get up. Of course you would ask about her. Of course you would, because you're lovely and you are sweet and... Just wait for the doctors. Just wait. They will explain everything and... Please don't get up. Please. Okay. I'll tell you. If you just lay down. Just don't. Don't move. Just... The restraints. It's part of the reason I didn't want you to move. I didn't want you... It's complicated. It's really complicated. And I wish the doctor was here. Where is he? Okay. You were taking her home, driving down the coastal highway. I guess you thought it would be romantic, moonlit drive. Like I said, you're lovely. And there was an accident. I'm not sure of the details. You lost control of the car and you crashed right into... There was a crash. It's just... You promised. You were lucky that someone found you right away. Almost as if they were there waiting for you, as if it had been... It was an accident. They pulled you from the wreck and... Then the car burst into flames and it was a miracle that you survived. If they hadn't been there, if they hadn't have saved you, you would have died. You were the only survivor. No, don't, please don't. Just Relax. You need to relax. This... I know this is difficult, knowing that she's dead. You wouldn't be happy. Why would you be happy to know that she's dead? I mean, knowing that she died in pain, in agony, that is something that would not make anyone happy. At all. I mean, imagine being there and watching her burn, just her face contorted in agony, just... Imagine watching that. No, don't. Obviously, don't imagine watching that, because that's a terrible... Sorry. It's just... You're awake, and I am... I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed because you're awake, and... Like I said, I've been sat here waiting, just waiting for you to wake up. Every hour of every day. No, darling, I didn't sleep. Well, the doctor gave me... I just had a lot of coffee. You remember that I don't like coffee? You're lovely. You remember the little things. The little things that make a girl feel special. You are so special, and you deserve someone who really loves you. But she's dead, so there's not really a lot of point about talking about her. You want to talk about her. Of course, I mean, you've just woken up, so... She died. She burnt to death. In agony. Sorry, not... That's not a good thing. And, the ambulance was there. And they brought you here. To the hospital. And then things got complicated. There were... The doctor gave you medication. Drugs. And... They didn't... I didn't think that you did drugs. And... It was her, right? She convinced you to try something. What was it? No, seriously, what was it? I need to know what you took. For the doctor, because it made everything complicated, because the interactions just made you go crazy and made you less susceptible, less stable. And that's why there are restraints, because you were trying to you were just flailing. And we had to restrain you. The doctor had to restrain you and drug you. But whatever you took, you were just meant to be asleep for a little while, just enough to flush it out of your system. But it made you... You were in a coma, and... We couldn't risk giving you anything else. We couldn't start the therapy because you... She did this. This is all her fault. This... If she wasn't already dead, I would kill her again. Because I'm sorry, that was harsh. That was just... I've just been so worried. I haven't been able to do anything. And I had plans. I had plans... And we were going to... Yes, I know, you were moving away with her, and that's why you took the coast road, because it was going to be the last time that you did it. And it was romantic. And I knew that you would do that, because you are so romantic. You're lovely. And I had everything planned. It It was perfect. It was wonderful. And it was going to plan. The crash, the everything, but you had taken something. She had given you some. No, you didn't take it. You didn't take it. She gave it to you. She drugged you. Of course she drugged you, because that's what she did. She drugged you and messed with your mind and turned you away from me and just... She was doing so much damage. She was ruining everything. She was taking you away. So when I couldn't let her. I couldn't let her. I mean, I had tolerated her. I had not killed her because you... She made you happy. And I want you to be happy. And I wasn't ready to be the one that made you happy. I wasn't ready yet, because it takes planning, it takes time, it takes money. But she knew, she knew, she saw the way I looked at you, the way that I loved you, and she was jealous and she was bitter and twisted, so she had to fucking die. Don't struggle, just don't struggle, there's no point. The restraints are... heavy duty, and you're not going anywhere. The whole point. I wasn't going to let you go. I can't let you go. As much as I blame her, I know that it is my fault. I should have never let her get close to you. I should have been braver. I should have been... But I've just never been in love before, and I was obsessed with it being perfect. I just wanted it to be perfect. And in... I almost lost you. I almost lost you. She almost took you away. She didn't die easy. She didn't die quickly. I designed the fire. At first it burnt hot, intensely, and then it petered down. A slow broil. So she would really feel every agonizing minute, and this is... I wish you didn't have to hear this. And I didn't want you to hear this right now. But... whatever she gave you ruined everything. It was going to be romantic and easy, just... I was going to be the one you turned to in your sorrow. And it was going to be... perfect. It will still be perfect, it's just going to take a bit more work. The doctor's been looking up drugs. And now that you're awake, we can begin. We can start. I planned it. The crash. Her dying in extreme agony. Just wonderful. Pulling you from the wreckage so you would have memories of my face. I helped put you in the ambulance that brought you here. To the hospital. It is a hospital of sorts. It's just... it's an exclusive hospital. It's run by people who believe in true love. People who understand that there are evil demon bitches in the world who are just... they understand. And it was going to be perfect. you are just going to stay here for a few weeks. You would have slept through most of it. The therapy, it's a cocktail of drugs, stages of treatment, and then you would have felt less you. You would understand. Her influence would be negated. You would be you, and you would see me. You would look at me. And I would be the one that nursed you to health. I was going to be the one that saved you. And that would have created a bond, and that bond was going to be unbreakable. Beyond the grave, she fucked it up. She was so vicious, she just... But it's okay. Because you woke up, and I've been waiting. I have been waiting for you to wake up, because I'm missing your eyes. I've missed seeing your smile. Smile for me, please. Okay. It's too soon for that. There'll have to be some tests, blood tests, other more invasive tests. See how much the corruption has tainted you. See how deep her influence has gone. But it's okay, because I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna be right here, because I love you. And we'll speak to the doctors, we'll get through this, and then we'll be together. And she'll just be a memory. Well, memory for me, you won't remember her. As far as you're concerned, you were in the car alone. Well, that's what you'll think. And I'll be the girl that saved you. And then every trace of her will just be gone. Every trace of her existence is already gone. You're the only one that remembers her. Everyone else thinks that she moved away. Everyone else thinks that she dumped you, cheated on you. That you were on that coastal road, drunk, full of despair and sorrow. Everyone blames her. No one wants her around. But she's good, because she's gone. And we're here. I'm so glad that you woke up. I was so worried. I can hear the doctor now. Just lay back. It's okay, it's okay. Just please don't fight. Please just. I had to tell them. They woke up and they were so distressed. Darling, just look at me. Don't struggle, don't struggle. There you go, there you go. Just a simple little pinprick. And now back to sleep, but not like before. Because you're okay now. You're not with her. You're with me. How long will they sleep, Doctor? Can we do the test while they're... We can. I don't want it to suffer. It won't be long. It won't be long, and then everything will be how it's meant to be. I love you. Sweet dreams. Okay, Doctor. They're all yours.